recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Shinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review at Juranov, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers on electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when they're interested in listening to it, which is when you download it and you save it on an iPod or put it on your computer or disk and just hit play whenever you have time. Today we have an interesting show. It's sort of a public service show, although I think almost all the shows could be characterized that way, but this one really is, as we explore a contest that Allison Stanton and I have been coordinating on with a number of lawyers and Judge Grimm's support to create a voice and a location to find e-discovery-trained law students to be law clerks. We're going to update everyone on what's been done to date and what you can do to help with this project, because it really impacts anyone associated with e-discovery. You know, if you're interested in helping to reduce costs or getting new voices out there or finding law clerks at one site that hosts e-discovery type students, that's the goal. So Allison's background is Allison Stanton's the very soon to be director of e-discovery for the Civil Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, and among her responsibilities there, Allison's going to be developing e-discovery policies, practices, and training for the Civil Division, working with other divisions on e-discovery initiatives and coordinating with the federal agencies on e-discovery matters. Prior to that, and right now sort of in limbo, in that in-between period, Allison has been an attorney with Hogan Lovells, the international law firm, where she represents numerous clients on complex civil cases and high-profile criminal investigations, many of which include complex e-discovery issues. She's worked with all sorts of Fortune 500 companies. She's also the vice chair in 2011 chair-elect of the D.C. Bar e-discovery committee, as an established author, spoken at national, international e-discovery conferences. And Allison, we're thrilled to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much, Carl.
You're our second recent in limbo guest. Jonathan Redgrave was on a few weeks ago with his new firm, so this is, you know, maybe a trend, but makes the bio a little more complicated.
Well, we like to make things interesting for your listeners.
Okay, great. So, first of all, you know, Allison, I was going to kill this idea of this law student site when we were meeting at in D.C. A couple months ago, and you told me we should pursue this idea. You know, why did you do that? I mean, what was your thinking?
Well, I really thought it was a very novel and valuable idea that should be pursued, you know, for the sake of law students, the greater legal community, and the e-discovery bar, really. Plus, obviously, I'd hate for you to have 5 minutes of free time, Carl. You know, e-discovery is a robust area and practice of law. And law schools are realizing this and structuring actual courses about how to teach e-discovery law. Having a dedicated law blog review seems the next natural step to give students a voice and to enrich the e-discovery community by bringing new and educated perspectives to the discussion. And, you know, if there's anyone who could really find a creative and exciting venue in order to make that all happening, I mean, obviously, my thought would be you. I mean, ESI Bytes is truly been a testament to that. And I think, you know, with the appropriate amount of coaxing, as we can see, we're going to make it a reality. It's a valuable opportunity, and I think we should talk to people about exactly what we're looking to do. We're looking to really make a forum for law students who are involved in e-discovery courses at law schools all over the country to be able to have the opportunity to write short blogs, law review articles in sort of blog form about e-discovery law. Every day there's a new decision that comes down and has an impact or the technology relating to it. And providing that sort of blog review, if you will, where they can select and put up articles that are of interest to themselves and I really think of the greater community. In addition, it gives law students an opportunity to really learn the additional skills that you don't necessarily see in law school, which is marketing yourself and making a name and getting out there and making contacts. So much of it these days, particularly in this economy, is about networking and having that ability to reach prospective employers or other people of like minds and interests in creative forums. So the Law Blog Review, I think you had, you know, that idea I think was really novel and really interesting, and I thought it was important that it didn't die a slow, painful death and actually got a shot at it.
Well, I think what I'll probably do now is tell people what we've done thus far on this. We, given there's only 24 hours in a day, and thank you for all the compliments on ESI Bytes, it'd be impossible to do a second ESI Bytes and hold a job down at the same time. Although both my kids are in college now, so I have a little more free time.
do have to eat.
I do have to eat, and I do want to pay for the college. So what we did was we came up with this, I think, this interesting idea of throwing a contest together to get law students to essentially build the website that models itself, maybe in the same way ESI Bytes does or using these blog posts, but it has the two missions of getting some information out there from the law students and letting small firms, solo practitioners, or any firm interested in finding e-discovery people to know there's a place where you can find backgrounds of people that maybe had 300 hours of training in law school in this technical mm-hmm. area. So right now I sent about 30 emails out to law schools around the country. Judge Grimm was very helpful in this. He says he's supporting this 100% and we'll probably do a podcast with the winning team. But I'm asking the listeners of the show, if you know anyone that teaches a law school class, let us know. Email me at kas@jurinov, JURINNOV.com. I mean, right now we've talked to Allison Haynes at the Charleston School of Law. She's very excited. Thomason, Judge Vinasky at Dickinson Law School. Kelly Twigger at Marquette University has wanted to be involved. Thought it was great. Allison Skinner down at the University of Alabama. Scott Kane, I'm meeting with in a couple days in Cincinnati, but he teaches at the University of Cincinnati. Bill Hamilton at the University of Florida. Judge Grimm put us in touch with Mike Berman, who teaches at the University of Maryland and Baltimore. Chris Boning at the University of Michigan. And Julie Grantham at the University of Texas. So that's a fraction of, and those are the people that we've been in touch with. There are a couple of others that I've had some inquiries to reach out to, University of Brooklyn and American University, but there's so many other law schools out there. So, if you know of anyone that's teaching a class or a law school that teaches a class, let us know, and we'll send them the contest. Mm-hmm. And any you want to talk a little bit about the contest? If you have any thoughts on it, Allison?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the other things that's important for the listeners to realize is the other half of this are going to be the consumers of the ultimate work product, which is the Law Blog Review, and that is the solo practitioners, the nonprofits, the mid-sized firms who can get value out of the articles as well as possibly access to those that are really trained in this area. The smaller organizations may not necessarily always have the ability or even know where to go in order to find resources. And I think that's the other piece of the puzzle, having the law students put the materials together, and then the other half is having the community come with the questions and or with looking for the resources.
And by the way, if you want to get a sense of the talent that's out there, I did a show with Judge Grimm and 8 law students last year, and that's when I got the idea of doing this. One of these students was working with artificial intelligence before they go into law school. They were really very conversant on the issues that are out there. And I thought to myself, my God, these guys have time on their hands and they've got unique technical skills. Why shouldn't they be part of this Wild West trying to come up with better practices? So.
Yep. So. And that's the great thing. I mean, the contest, it really is sort of letting the students, take the leadership role in organizing what's going to be a voice for them in, as you said, the Wild West of both the web as well as e-discovery. And what the participants or what the contestants would be doing is really coming up with a plan and how to structure the website that would become the Law Blog Review. And, figuring out how how to format it for both the content as well as for resumes for participants and members of the Law Blog Review to post their resumes, and have an interface for the eDiscovery community to communicate with the law students. So the contest is really about, you know, building the resource itself, and then after the advisory board sort of goes through and looks at all the different proposals, selecting the one to actually be built, and there would be something, a tangible product, if you would, that these law students would have put together and would be sustainable and out there that then everybody would use as a platform for the actual content and communication. I think it's very exciting and very novel to really give the students this opportunity, not only just to post content, but to actually figure out how do they want the actual blog review to be structured.
And I got to tell you, from personal experience, building a website, if you have a little bit of technical ability, is really not that hard. There are platforms, WordPress, Blogger, which Google puts out, which are, I don't want to say idiot-proof, but not that challenging to get put together. And so this isn't like asking someone to build the next mission to Mars, okay?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
This really is a very low threshold to actually do something very creative. And I think you touched upon a really excellent point for the law students. How hard is it to get noticed in law school when you're trying to find a job? And if you want to work in eDiscovery, to be able to say that you were involved with putting together a national platform and you worked with some other people on this project, and if you were the winning team, you got to talk to Judge Grimm and some other people that are very well known in the field and establish some relationships. I mean, this is like a marketing gold mine to distinguish yourself, to be able to say you are on Law Blog Review. I mean, Law Review. I mean, that's, right. You know, what does that mean? Well, it opens up the dialogue in an interview, you know, what types of efforts you put forth. So,
absolutely. And I can see in my experience, you know, and I know you have it as well, Carl, the need for people with a specialty and knowledge and conversions in this area is unbelievable right now. You know, in-house counsel need it to figure out how to structure their plans and responses to litigation. Law firms absolutely need people who are not afraid to actually try and figure out the technology, but more importantly, know the law. Because as I said, e-discovery law is a practice of law. And, you know, the government, which, you know, starting Monday will be my new home, you know, absolutely recognizes the importance of having individuals and attorneys and people know, you know, this area. It hits the bottom line. It results and can sometimes result in serious sanctions and costs for both clients as well as individual counsel. And at the same time, it gives such a strategic advantage to those who understand the ins and outs of both the law and the technology in litigation.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. So this contest, we sent this out to about 30 schools, and we're looking for proposals interests, you know, of doing the site by October 31st, and then we're going to try to have the site built within the second week of January with a winning team. So that's the lay of the land. But it would be great if we could get a couple more law schools involved. So hopefully we can get a couple of the ESI Bites listeners to step out of the anonymity of your iPods and to actually email me back, you know, with a suggestion of someone you know that teaches a course, maybe at a school, or if you're a student, hey, I'm in a class. This sounds pretty cool. Either one would be great. I'd love to have the inquiry. So, and I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
So, and you know, if it doesn't, you know, this is really a law student initiative. So, you know, neither one of us will have egg on our face if it doesn't go forward. We're just trying to do things that make sense here to help the field. So,
yeah. You
know,
it's all about finding a creative and new ways of increasing the level of dialogue and bringing fresh ideas and perspective. And I think that's what any of us are looking for. And if we have the opportunity to mentor or learn from from students themselves, I think it's a win for everyone. So, Carl, I do want to thank you for being susceptible to the gentle arm twisting, and we'll give it a shot and hope we get to meet some new people, and who knows who we'll find out there. And I think it'll be a great adventure for everybody involved.
Yes, I'm always looking to create more competition for the internet on eDiscovery. So I'm hoping we get some students out there, throwing more good ideas. So anyway, again, it's KAS, my initials, at Jurinov, JURINN as in Nancy, OV as in Victor.com. Looking forward to emails. And Allison, thanks for helping to put the good word out on this. As I say on shows here, this has been another ESI Byte show, although this isn't your typical one. But it's always a pleasure to have these shows and have guests like Allison helping us with this challenging area. If you want to find more shows on ESI Bytes, go to www.esibytes.com for a list, complete list of our shows. You can also remember the website phonetically because it sounds out like Easy Bytes of ESI information. But however you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI Bytes you back. This is Carl Schenneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review from Jurinov, wishing you a nice day.